Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
Gather round your radio, y'all, because the Love Doctor is in.
No, say it the way you said it a minute ago.
And he's ready to provide you.
Do it. Do it.
The Love Doctor.
The best part is the part you guys can't see, but we've videotaped
got a video.
It. We're going to upload the video. We have a new iPad in here. It's very exciting. And we're just learning how to use it because Farwell and I are we're Blackberryans.
Yes, we are.
So we don't know what we're doing with an iPad, but we're going to figure it out.
We should have that sent from our Twitter account at Country1067 momentarily. In the meantime, pay attention. Here are the four major relationships you have in your lifetime. You can have more than four, but these four will be encountered at some point, sometimes more than once. And what each teaches you about love. For example.
Are they going to be like your mom and your dad or just relationships?
These are like boy-girl things.
Oh.
The puppy love.
And they called it.
Exactly.
Puppy love.
Your first
Who's
love
your
is
puppy
both
love?
The purest and the roughest.
Oh.
And the lesson you get is love does not always last forever. Sometimes it's better to let go than to hold on. Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Who was your first puppy love? What
How
was
about,
her name? No, don't. No, you're not skipping stuff. Who was the first girl you had a crush on? What was her name?
Oh my
Do you
God.
Remember?
I don't know.
Yes,
God.
No, he's lying.
I'm so old, Jennifer.
You remember.
I am so old.
It's just
old.
You always lived in this town. She probably does too. And you don't want to tell her that you had a crush on her even
I told
now.
You that. I told you that story. A girl that I used to have a crush on in elementary school. And then when I was a B&D delivery driver delivering booze to people's houses, I delivered to her townhouse.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you escaped that one.
In grade six.
Well, I had a crush on Yanni Panagakis in grade six. And his mother didn't like me because I wasn't Greek. Shock. And chased me out of his backyard one time. I was 12 years old.
How could she do that?
She was crazy.
I guess so.
She was like, she had ouzo flaming and everything.
The rebound relationship.
Oh, gosh.
Broken heart requires a little attention, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the lesson there, love is not codependency. It sometimes means being alone. You know what?
That's the hardest thing for people to do.
But that is the best advice.
Well, you should know. You've been alone since 98.
2004, okay? Let's just be clear about this.
Yeah, so
ish.
You were alone for 11 years.
But that was the way to do it. I'm telling you. You rebound all you want. I'm not saying you have to take 11 years off. I'm just saying. The long distance relationship.
Yeah. That doesn't ever
Absence
really work.
Makes the heart grow fonder.
Or forgetful.
The love lesson is being in sync with your significant other is what keeps your relationship afloat no matter where you are.
That's baloney right
you mean?
There. That's baloney. Who sustains a long distance relationship for any amount of time? More than a few years or something. And if even a few years.
I had
years.
One that went for a month, then we said, you know what? This is too long.
Exactly.
Yeah, Polly couldn't handle the commute from Cambridge to Waterloo.
You just didn't want to go to
it was
Cambridge.
Longer than that.
And finally, the live-in. Netflix binge sessions on your laptop can grow into a shared cable bill if he plays his house of cards right.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The love lesson in this, being practical trumps being in love. In other words,
what?
You
in
can
other
just,
words.
Because practicality, think of it, right? You split the bills.
Oh, so you're not moving in because you can't bear to be apart. You're moving in because electricity is cheaper when it's paid for by two.
And you can share the chores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're really the love doctor. I think you're the practicality doctor, maybe.
I am definitely that.
Was that a double entendre there? You were talking about House of Cards and then you said Trump, Trump card.
No, it was a double entendre because he was talking about Netflix.
That's correct.
And House of Cards is a show on Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he said...
Well, then it's a triple entendre.
A triple entendre.
That might be the first time ever in radio history a triple entendre has been uttered.
The love doctor is wordy.
Country 106.7 on our Twitter feed.
And
as soon as I find it on YouTube. What?
The love doctor.
Why does that remind
Do it
me
one
of
more
a Cosby?
Time. Do it again.
It's a little Cosby show-esque, and we all know what happened there.
Easy.
The love doctor. Easy. It sounds a little creepy.
No, you know, I'm not gonna do it again. I'm not here for your amusement.
Intro Casey McDonald with your fingers in the air.
Dance.
I'll show you on
Dance,
video.
Monkey.
At Country 106.7 on the Twitter. I'm gonna go find it right now. Tell somebody to tweet that.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.